We dedicate this year, L'Zecher Nishmas, Binyamin Meir Ben Zev David, our dear Binyamin Erli, Neshamashav and Aliyah, as they are obviously during Shiva, and all the Cholim of Klal Yisrael, all of our soldiers, Hashem should watch over them, of course, all those that have lost their lives in this very difficult situation. So yesterday, we had a little bit of a problem. People were upset about the jerseys, and they started... That's not a hand up yet, is it? Okay. No, you went like that. I thought your hand was up. We want to discuss this very interesting question of jerseys and Jew caps. Ladies, don't worry. It'll be interesting for you. But Jew caps are these... I don't know how to... I wanted to rhyme with J. Kippahs or yarmulkes. Any of those things. And if you think it doesn't apply to you, I've seen plenty of women wear yarmulkes, okay? So calm down. So... But we want to discuss... Unfortunately, we went a little bit too quick at the end of this year, and I thought this would be a great place to pick up from our conversation of yesterday on the topic of Chukas HaGoyim. We actually did not so much end off, as we said, that this Thursday is the holiday of Thanksgiving, which nobody knew what it was, but Chas V'Shalom, Lo Aleinu. Actually, there was a sign in Best. You know what Best is? Anybody know that supermarket? It's where the rich people go. And there was a sign in Best that said, you know, order your turkey now, we'll have turkeys for Thursday. So apparently people do have the suda. As opposed to in America, where America, they have this thing where if you spend like over $500, you get a free turkey. This is the opposite. You spend $500 on the turkey. So we were talking about Thanksgiving, and it seems like, just to review yesterday, it seems like we said that based on the pasuk of B'chuasem Lo Seilechu, which, of course, we spoke out the Gemara, in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and we spoke about Sorfin Amalachim, we discussed the Ran, and the Rama, and the Maharik about the famous wearing of the cape, the super doctor, and it seems like we said that there doesn't appear to be such an issue with these things because they're not based on, if you remember the Rama, based on Pritzus, and they're not a chukah of a Goyim. We gave the example of Halloween. What did we say Halloween was? We said Halloween is even if you're doing it for kosher candy and it's free candy and you're a Jew, that's not going to be usher. Why is that not going to be usher? Because that is going to be usher, I'm sorry, because the interpinnings of Halloween is based on Avodah Zarah. But then we asked the question, why isn't Thanksgiving the same thing? And that's a really good question, which I don't have a perfect answer. There's been many articles that have been written on it, one famous one in the contemporary Halacha Journal. And it's kind of a split. Rav Moshe... What? So I'm not so sure about that. I'll tell you why. The pilgrim's initial Suda was based on Christianity. I mean, I'll just give you one example of one of the many articles that I saw. But one example is the following. Again, I'm assuming this is all true. Some of this I checked on Wikipedia. So the initial holiday, as I told you before, was based on the fact that America wanted to commemorate that great day of Thanksgiving. So the question is, do we say that that's something that's us or not? And there seems to be somewhat of a divide what we should consider this holiday to be. Same Lo Seilechu, the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, but we see that the Rama doesn't have an issue with it. Rav Yitzchak Huttner, famously, was very, very against this. Rav Yitzchak Huttner was the Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin, famously Pachad Yitzchak, and he said, Rav Yaakov Feitman, Rav in the Five Towns, said he heard this directly from him, that he asserted it, and he thought it was a terrible thing because the underpinnings of it is like the Rama says, there is a schmack, there is a smell a little bit of Avodah Zarah. Whereas we quoted Rav Moshe Feinstein yesterday, Rav Gifter as well, who seems to be Mekel, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the same thing. And Rav Moshe and the Tshuva that we quoted yesterday, which is not on our thing, but I'll just give you what we spoke about yesterday, is Rav Moshe basically says that he thinks that it would be mutter. The matter of participating with considered Thanksgiving is a sort of a holiday to make a feast, so it would seem that their books of religion don't speak about it. It's not in the Testament, whatever their New Testament, a fake Testament, whatever you want to call it, it's not in there. And it's a day of commemoration, to be happy, to be part of a country. It's like saying the 4th of July is usher. Nobody's saying halal on the 4th of July in a chanami, although, you know, maybe we should. But no, we don't do that. So here too, what's the big deal, quote unquote? Again, the issue that people have is that the pilgrims, or were they really called Puritans, were based on Christian religion. And there are refugees, they're aboard here, based on the Old Testament, and they quote it in their celebration. And the first one took place, actually nowhere near, the first Thanksgiving suit that took place nowhere near when Thanksgiving is. We're in the end of November. It happened July 30, 1623. And a resolution in Congress, 1789, established Thanksgiving as a national holiday, but then it wasn't accepted by the next president, and in New York State, adopted in 1817, became a custom down the line. Finally, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln was appointed that it's a national day of Thanksgiving. And therefore, Rav Moshe says that it's not part of their books of religion. The question is, what does that mean? Does it have to be in their Torah? Or can it be mentioned in religion? As I told you, if people mention the word Jesus in it, and that's not our religion, that's kind of what the fight is here. And that's part of the problem that Rav Yitzhak Huttner had, that we should distance ourselves, he says, from such customs because of the possibility of there being something based on Christianity. And therefore, we have to say that it's usher. But Rav David Cohen, who was definitely a Talmud, says that, no, my Rebbe didn't say it was usher. He said to eat turkey on that day, he said the holiday itself and give Hodah to Hashem, as I said to you, what's the difference? It's Tama Thursday. So instead of having cholent this Thursday, you have a turkey, you're with your family. It's not like you're inviting all your Christian friends over and you're going to dress up like Indians and pilgrims and pretend it's the Haggadah Shal Pesach. So it's hard to say that would be usher. You're 100% right. If we could prove that the start of it really had to do with Christianity, I think that I would agree that it should be usher. Yeah. Again, but even Rav Huttner, within Rav David Cohen's understanding of Rav Huttner, Thanksgiving is not usher. As if you're celebrating as a holiday and you're saying no tachlin today, it's Thanksgiving because it's a Thursday. You know, nobody wants to say tachlin on a Thursday. He says that's a problem. He says, but just stomp to sit down in a suit and you happen to be having turkey and I don't know, whatever, stuffing and mashed potatoes and yams and whatever they have in it. And you know, I always joke that, can you imagine all these holidays if there was a Maseches Thanksgiving? You know how annoying that would be? The first mission would say, you know, the Tartagolas, Shehu, Arba Imsa is usher, you know, the Thanksgiving has to be 4 kilo, but Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be 5 kilo. Are you yotze with it? Do you shake it? Do you know how to do it? If it doesn't have gravy in it, some of the poskim say that's not good. You know, like, we would have all these different halachas. I would say, halachas Christmas tree. Like, imagine that. You know, Christmas tree hayovesh is usher. Christmas tree hagozel is usher. You know, like, thank God the Christians, they just go and steal a Christmas tree from some forest somewhere, get to their house, and everybody's happy. It's easy. So you correct the inner pinnings. And that's where Rav Menashe Klein goes with you. The Mishnah Halachas, Rav Menashe Klein says, is usher because there's no reason for it. He says there's worship in it, right? And we said that Rav Moshe doesn't agree with this. And I will just quote something I didn't quote yesterday, which was the tshuva of, not tshuva, sorry, Nefesh HaRav, Rav Soloveitchik. So he writes this, Das Rabbeinu Haita, Shemutar Le'echol Basar Hodu, what's Basar Hodu? Thank you. Turkey. And then he writes, Turkey, Besof November, Beyom Thanksgiving. The Rabbeinu Ladato Ein Basar Hodu Boi Chisorin Mesoira. Okay, Rav Schechter, who wrote this, believes that you can't eat turkey today because there was a wild turkey, and the wild turkey is also, he doesn't eat turkey at all. Totally different case, not for now. V'chein, Shein Bechilasam, Beyom Thanksgiving, Mishum Chukas Agoyim. That's what he said. V'shamati, Shazat, Gantem Haya, Datosha Rav Moshe, Rav, the famous of Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he doesn't think that that's usher. He also says, I'm sorry, Dato Shel Aviv, also Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said the same thing, Rav Chaim's son. And therefore, it's hard to say, Rav Jachter has an article in his wonderful Svarim, and he says, I don't understand who would consider it to be based on a Goyish holiday. And therefore, he says that he doesn't think that it's such an issue. And for that reason, we could understand, if we skip now to the Jersey question, right? You're lucky. I don't know if you have this as much as we have this. Girls don't have this issue. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. If there's a certain dress that's just a weird dress that you're imitating someone, right? The Jersey to me is the most potentially problematic because it's what is it? So you could argue with me that the Jersey, I wear a Jersey. Why do we wear a Jersey? Because it's comfortable, right?
Yeah, because it's comfortable for basketball.
Yeah, okay. So that's fine. The question is, though, so you could just...
But if you put a name on the back, then you put a number on the back, then
it's... If it's your number, yeah. But what if you're wearing somebody else's number, right? That's my question. So my question is, you can't tell me it's come... I embarrassed a guy today in Shear. I apologize to him. I didn't apologize to him. I'm not going to apologize to him. But there were two guys sitting right next to each other. One was wearing a polo shirt, like polo Ralph Lauren shirt, and one had nothing on it. So, you know, so I said to him, explain to me why you wore this beautiful polo shirt that's probably, I don't know, $65, and the guy next to you is some cheapo who spent $7 on a shirt. What's the difference? So he was very smart, and he didn't say, oh, obviously, you know why? Because it's better quality, and they're both made in Vietnam, you know what I'm saying? So, in China, wherever. So, but the jersey, you understand why the jersey bothers me a little bit more? Because the jersey is a miyuchad wear that literally has the name of a player on it. Yeah, yeah. Again, there's another topic here that's called lo sechanin, that we're not supposed to show chanino bakarka. There's an issa d'oraisa in the Torah that we're not supposed to show chen. We're not supposed to show good tidings to the non-Jews. This is actually discussed in the Gemara, also in a month from now, time of the year, when it's their holiday called Christmas. I don't know if you ever heard of this holiday. Baruch Hashem, we don't experience it. When you're in America, I'm unfortunately going to America in 2 weeks. So in America, when you go to all the malls, all of a sudden, we said this yesterday, you hear all the negunim. You know, and then all of a sudden, like, you get into it. You go to a mall, and all of a sudden, you know, you're singing, and you're like, ooh, that's Jingle Bells. Okay, that's us. Sorry. Whoops. You know, and then you see Santa sitting there by himself, and you want to sit on his lap, and you're like, but he has a beard, you know. It looks like a rabbi, but most of them Santas, by the way, are Jewish anyway. You know, they have So that in itself is chukas hagoyim for sure. Even though you're going to argue to me it was made up by Coca-Cola made, it's true, Coca-Cola made Santa Claus, and you, right, okay. But still, we can't argue against that. So we quoted yesterday, when we quoted the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the first source on the new source sheets, at Sofer Amalachim, to Chukahu, and we said it's Chashivahu. And we said that we define Chashivahu as what? Chashiva means, it makes sense. It makes sense. I am warm, therefore I wear short sleeves. I am cold, I put on a sweatshirt. Yes, there is something to be said. Why do I have to put up? What's the difference between sweatshirts? In camp, there was a I don't know what he was. He worked in camp. His brother started this new. I don't know if you ever saw. Just pretend like you didn't ever see this because I don't want to get you in trouble. But there's a YouTube. I don't know. It's TikTok. I don't know what it's on. One of the social media things where if you answer a question, you get a sweatshirt. They go to college campus. Answer a question, get a sweatshirt. So this guy was the smartest guy in the world. He called that. This guy has a gazillion likes, and he called the guy and he says, how about you give them my sweatshirt for free? So he started the sweatshirt company. Basically, he's making millions of dollars now because everybody wants that free sweatshirt and pay. Like, so I said to my son, how much is that sweatshirt? He said, $65 for the sweatshirt. So I said, is there gold in there? Like, what's in the sweatshirt exactly? Does it have, like, chillin inside on Thursday? Like, what's in the sweatshirt? You pay $65 for it. Anyway, I spoke to the guy whose brother does it, and I said to him, don't you think it would be great if a Rebbe that's on YU Torah that gives an outstanding shir in Mishkan Shil wears the sweatshirt? He's like, yo, Rabbi, I'm going to get you a sweatshirt, Rabbi. I never got the sweatshirt. I don't know what happened. Ganof, he never got me a sweatshirt. Anyway, but fine. So that's today's question. How far do you go? How far do you say, well, why are you wearing the jersey with somebody else's number on it? And is it lo sechanin bakarka? So what does it say? That in the times of Christmas, the Gemara says, you should not buy them presents. Because what are they going to think? Their holiday is an important holiday. What? Even if it's Hanukkah, right? Again, unless you go, it happens to be sometimes, like this year, it's not close to each other. So when we give out holiday presents at my company, we dafka give it out on Hanukkah. Part of this thing, chanina, right? Chanina bakarka, we also not supposed to sell Eretz Yisrael to non-Jews. And maybe this is chanina bakarka to show chen, for me to praise a non-Jew for his, if I'm praising his ability, as I said to you before, wow, Kobe was such a great basketball player. It's great for me to talk to, first of all, it's the only way I could talk to you crazy kids, right? If I start to tell you about, oh, I want to tell you about Rav Moshe Feinstein. He was a Mossman, and be like, you know, like you're going to fall asleep. Give this year to 80-year-olds. But then I talk to you about, and you're like, wow, Rebbe, you're holding with Kobe? I'm like, yeah, but it's a machlokes between Kobe. Who was the better player? Was the guy with the, with the tongue out, you know? Was Jordan better than Kobe? And we started having a machlokas and we're fighting, but and then you just like, and you come home, you're like, well, Rav Hartzon just gave the greatest shiur ever. What do you speak about? Kobe with the machlokas between Tosfos and Rashi and Kobe versus Jordan. Okay, Yishkoyah, that's great, Yishkoyah. Right, and then some crazy guy comes with a third shita. Ajivo Akosov Ashlishi, who's the third greatest player? What are they going to say? Right, LeBron James, all of a sudden out of nowhere. And then who's going to come and argue with that? What's his name? The big guy? Jack gets over. Boom, you're talking about. And he's like, I kill people. Oh, you know, they go to Walmart and give out free bikes. Okay, calm down, Jack. So there is a quality for me to say, there's a hasmada in this guy. This guy was on the basketball court at 5 o'clock in the morning. This guy, and he was the greatest player. And then what happened after the game? He was another 2 hours. I mean, he really hated his family. No, but I'm saying that there's a mida there. So, okay, I get everything that you're saying, but now to wear a shirt, a jersey that says the name of them, what am I trying to lead dumbest? Especially if that person's not known to be the biggest, the biggest tzaddik in the world. Better late than never. If he's known not to be the biggest tzaddik, right? What do I mean? So that's the Shiloh. Right? Again, I don't want to say names of people, but there are some players. Let's just say it's cold outside. Okay, let's say it's cold outside. Okay? It's cold outside. So a person wants to wear a sweatshirt because it's cold. So he could wear a regular sweatshirt. He has to wear a sweatshirt that says on a box with a geisha timber wolf on it. I don't know what. That's the shot. Who bought that for you? Yes, NBA.com. Okay, Ishkayach, waste my money. It was 50% off. I'm Jewish. I don't care. I don't care if I had a cross on it. I'm buying it. It's 50% off. Okay. So it was Black Friday. Okay. Anyway, so that's the Shiloh. That's the Shiloh today. How far do we go with this? So we learned the Shulchan Aruch yesterday, source number 2. And we said it's Chukas Agayim v'chololo asur bo shenogu bo avri kachavim l'shem pritzos. There's no pritzos here. Where's the pritzos? There's no pritzos. Again, ladies, we have this discussion, and we said, well, what if it's some sort of wear, something that you wear that's pritzos-oriented, right? Again, I don't want to start to go into so many details, but you understand what I mean. It's low cut. It's too tight. That's mishum pritzos. By the way, I think pritzos applies to men as well, right? I don't think it means you can't wear shorts, but I would argue with there are people who are not happy with people wearing jerseys, maybe not as much, as meaning a real... what do you call it? Not a wife beater shirt. What am I talking about? But you know what I'm talking about? No, but I'm talking a guy, a tank top. He said, where's a tank top? He said, just because he has to show his muscles. I don't know. And then he says, if it has no... So we said that it's not usar. And therefore, we said this yesterday. We didn't get to complete the tshuva. Source number 3, I actually brought most of the tshuva. And he says that the maharik is machadish. The af belavhu, it's not usar. And he says that why would clothing be usar? He says, but shehi neker she'oseh rak l'ta'onot v'lo machma she'rotzeh lihim domus la'akon. As the Maram Shik says, Kavanas the Maram Shik, the Maram Shik was very careful about not trying to be like the non-Jewish nations. The Maram Shik said he was very nervous. In fact, the Maram Shik's last name, he took upon himself he changed his name. We mentioned this in our name shir. Shame Yisrael Kodesh. He was scared that people were becoming too goyish. So he was very sensitive to this. But he says that when it comes to clothing, if I'm just wearing it, not to be dumb with them, I don't want to be like them. I just want to be like myself. And now we all look alike. Right? Every single person here is wearing goyish clothes. Clothes. Something about it is goyish. But what am I going to say to you? But you all look. So now we're going to say, look, everybody here is not Jewish. It doesn't make any sense. And even the more religious people at the table over there, so they're wearing button-down shirts. They're also goyish shirts. They also have goyish names in them. They have Ralph Lauren, baby Jewish. But whatever. Hugo Boss, I don't know. Whatever. Adidas. That, it doesn't matter. But says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's not the definition. Pashut. She'ein shum shemich bestam begodim. It doesn't make any sense to me to say that it would be usher. Shagam heng nikarim levosh bigdayam elo midin levushay nachem de ain b'chashash shemus. It is no geisha thing. When they made your sweatshirt, the Timberwolf shirt, when they made the Adidas shirt, when they made the Yaakov Hart, I don't know. What does it stand for? Your cousin's name is? He has his own company? He's from America? Yeah, of course. Only Americans make the. They have to give out stuff at the bar mitzvah. It's not enough. They spend $100,000. Well, let's give out this, that, and then you have to come up with parting prizes, like it's the Academy Awards. You have a bag that you come out with. Fine. So he says that's not us, sir. One other thing he says, the gam belahas ain shayach iser mivushay nachri kimat b'nei soloshin. We wear all the clothes. As I said to you, Shabbos you wear a suit. It's considered to be chashav. Why? That's what the world decided. Okay. So he says to mitchila mivush Yisrael delo nekavoze. Nobody says v'achachachal Yisrael. We decided to wear it. V'chein afla gra. The gra is very very careful. Also, the gra, the Vilna Gaon, was very against having goyish minhagim. He has a famous tshuva about Shavuos. I don't know if you remember, but here in our shul, those that don't daven here, so in our shul on Shavuos, and maybe the shuls that you daven in, they decorate the shul so beautifully. Wow. They put flowers and plants, and then they sell it after. Yeah. So the Gra writes, you're not allowed to do that. Why? He says it's Chukas HaGoyim. Why? Because there's a holiday where they decorate. I assume he's talking about Christmas. So he said that we can't do that. Nowadays, we can't. Why do we decorate the shul for Shavuos? Anybody know? Har Sinai, Harvey Har Sinai. Because what did we do on Har Sinai? Har Sinai, right? There was right to show the chashivas, right? Okay, people decorate their houses also. Oh, but remember we talked about Saif yesterday, the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Remember we said yesterday, but maybe if it was our minhag, and they stole our minhag, and the Christmas trees probably has nothing to do with Christianity. Probably some guy who had a forest said, ooh, how about the Christmas? You didn't see? It's written, it's Toisvus over there. You know, it's the Sfarno says in the New Testament. I don't know, whatever. So that's very interesting. How far would you go with this? The Gruz, he says, even according to the Gruz who's Machmir, he wouldn't be Machmir at this. The Chol Mavush HaMiyuchad LeNochrim Aser. But if we could figure out something that only Goyim wear, like the priest's uniform, I don't know, that would be Aser. Any uniform, by definition, is not Goyish. At the Shiva house yesterday, a guy came, he must have been 80 years old, and he was wearing a police uniform that said Los Angeles Police Department. I was like, what? You got lost, my friend. You're not in Los Angeles. You know? And he said, hello! He says, my name is so-and-so. I'm representing the Los Angeles Police Department to be Menachem Abel. What a beautiful thing. Really, it was beautiful. I don't know. I don't know. So you're going to tell me that a uniform is usher? A soldier's not allowed to wear a uniform? Anybody know why? Why do soldiers wear green uniforms? What? It blends in, right, of course. They wear it, right? They don't imagine them wearing, you know, pink. Hi, everybody. You know, like, no, right. Green, yeah. The greens, okay, very good. Anyway, Gaza's got no more trees now, so you don't have to worry. Fine. But if you can come up with something that's actually a goyish clothing, we said the low-ride pants or something. Ladies, I don't know what you have that would be considered to be goyish. No, but again, as we said, if it was inner pinnings of it before, it was because people who sat in jail don't have pants and they want to show that they're gangsters. Their pants, they don't have pants, sorry. They don't have belts. Fine. But who matter begot them shine levushim belav? Okay, it's not also. Temurta gam li Yisrael, kamo nachrim. Fine. Avo begot them sheesh ben pritzos mamish. So he says, a woman, for example, he writes, that wears clothing that's not sneas, she violates two asurim. Not being sneas and chukas agayim. Very interesting. Okay, let's move on. Source number four. Discusses our second comment. And that's going to be something that you may have asked yourself before. Yarmulkes. Ladies, I know you're very interested in those. Gemara Kedushin Daf Laminav Amor Isa. Amor of Berei de Rav Yehoshua. Lo haya holech arba omos begilei rosh. Now, I will tell you something. You may laugh at me about yarmulkes, but this is going to be your shaitel question. Right? When it comes to peya. What do you want to say, son? We did? What? Okay, fine. Is that the test you failed? But you gave the wrong shot in the Gemara. Fine. Then you get the test back and says, my father's like, yeah, I'll give you 5 extra points because you learned with your father. You shouldn't walk 4 amos without a head covering. Okay, now this is interesting. Why is it that when it comes to women, they don't cover their hair until they get married? Very strange. If we believe that it's a head covering, and that's the reason, I don't know if you have any idea what I'm talking about, but women who don't... Yeah, going back to my shir. Yeah, okay, good. Just go ahead. So then the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Amar Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Yehoshua, Taitile, Yavali Schar Tov, Shelo Halachti Arba, almost Begilei Rosh. I remember Rav Aaron Soloveitchik saying about his wife, he said that my wife covered her hair but this Gemara talks about that the house didn't see her uncovered hair. He said, my wife didn't want to show me her uncovered hair. She would cover her hair all the time. You know, not with a sheitel, with a whatever, a mitpachet, whatever. The Taz writes here in source number 6, a very interesting Taz. Kuf is talking about the Marshal. Kuf of Marshal, source number 6, the Taz, Betshuva, Dein Isser Mitzad HaDin. V'chein Kuf of Od, Demidas Chasidasu, Levad De Amrinan Kisvei Tartilei. What a Tartilei means? Yevol Schartov. It'd be very good if you don't work 4 hours without a yarmulke, right? We all have this in the morning sometimes. I don't know if you're like me, but you're unconscious, and somebody wakes you up, and finally you have to get out of bed, right? Or the worst case scenario, somebody throws you out of bed, okay? They throw you out of bed, you fall out of bed, and now you can't find anything. I don't know where my glasses are, I don't know my yarmulke, forget, this is the last thing I'm thinking about. So now, can I really walk Arba Amos without my yarmulke? Or I can't find my yarmulke. So I start doing one of these things, right? So we all know that this, for some reason, without my shirt on, this, surprisingly, is not a yarmulke. So if a person doesn't have a yarmulke, he can't make a bracha with his, like this. You can't do that. You have to have it. There's a whole different Kabbalistic reasons why. Right, you can. You could put, not a girl, but you could have somebody else put their thing on your head, and you could do that. Or you could do it like this. You could have a cloth on your head, like that. That would be okay. But says the Taz, Kosvi Taitilei the Shiga de Begilei Rosh Dafka Hilchasa Demidas Chasidus. It's one of those things we've been talking a lot about. These things that we've added upon ourselves that are considered to be Midos Chasidus. That are considered to be Midos Chasidus. Remember we talked about Ma'ariv Midos Chasidus, wearing Tzitzis Midos Chasidus. These are all things that we decided to take upon ourselves. Why? How? Where? That's what we did. The Taz continues venerally to Yesh Isser Gomor Mitam Acher. The Hainu Kevan Shoku Achsha Ben Hagoyim. She Oisin Kane Tumid Tekav Shoshin Porkim Aleim Hakova. So the same looks Elecho. It's very interesting. Says, I have a problem. We are different than the non Jewish nations. This is actually something very interesting. When non Jewish people enter a church, they want to show reverence, they want to show that it's a chashav place to God. They want to show a covered rosh, if you will. So what do? You take your hat off in submission. Saying, the Jews are zoicha. The runner says, keep your hats on. It's fine. You don't have to show me that covered because you're in my house. It's okay. So says the Taz, it would appear to be possibly an Issa Daraisa if you wear all the time a yarmulke and now you take it off. The goyim are going to laugh at you. Like, why are you taking it off? We said this yesterday. Oh, I know you're taking it off because you're scared. Because you're afraid of free Palestine, free Palestine. Right? I'm not talking about Pekuach Nevesh. But if you're taking it off because you're scared, he says you may violate an Issa Daraisa. Again, not assuming, not Pekuach Nevesh reason. You just take your yarmulke off, Stam. I know you're still mad at me for going to Jordan. Okay, yeah. What do you want to say? You're still mad, yeah. Sporting event. Which one? What kind? No, it matters to me. If you're giving an example, you have to give an example of a sporting event. Ping pong. A ping pong event. Swimming. That can get dangerous. Yes. You had a chess event. And? Oh, that's a great question. So when you go to a sporting event, they sing the national anthem. What do they say? They say, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to sing the national anthem. Please stand, please rise and take your hat off, remove your cap, and you go like this. And then, right, so your first problem is, and then they say, and performing the national anthem, international superstar, Miley Cyrus. And you're like, uh-oh. And then in your mind, you're like, Miley, is that a boy's name, girl's name? I don't know. Right? And then Miley Cyrus gets up and you're like, oy vey, Kolisha. But you can't reach her with your rock, so it doesn't pay. Fine. So let's say it was a man singing. Let's say maybe we'll give a Kolisha share one day. Maybe that's not Kolisha, whatever, fine. So I do think, and let's say you only had a hat on, I think 100% you have to take your hat off. It is a lack of respect, especially if they think that you're Jewish. It's a lack of respect to the nation. Everybody's doing something. I think everybody takes their hat off.
And if you don't have a hat, take off.
I don't think you have to take off your kippah. That people are, but most people are taking their hats off. No, so it's a lack of respect. No. I was once at a baseball game. I remember this. Sorry, I have a friend who was once at a baseball game. I have a friend. And he was sitting in all the way up seats, like the high, so we call them the nosebleed section. That's where the real goyim, that's where, you know, they're like already drunk. It's like, they didn't even start the national anthem, they're drunk. Fine. And we all got up, and they said the national anthem. We all thought we were super frum, so we kept our hats on, and we went like this. And these guys went crazy on us. Hey, Jews, take off your hats. And we're like, you know, we took our shirts off. We were like scared to death. We didn't know what to do. I don't know. I think it's a good question, but I would think that you're allowed to in that case. I think it's the appropriate thing to do. First of all, you're standing at your place. You're not violating any issues. You're not working Dalet Amos. I don't know. So he has this chiddush where he thinks not wearing a yarmulke today, it's a zilzul. Vada yirachek atzma mizeh. Mishar hugoseim. Aval mikol makah. You think it violates b'chosim l'seilechu. We wear yarmulkes and you're not wearing a yarmulke? That's b'chosim l'seilechu. Avoid it. So we say, don't go to a place that you're not going to be able to wear a yarmulke. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. Somebody asked me a question once. I couldn't answer the question. I'll be honest with you. I told him to ask a real rabbi. What do you say to this question? What do you do? He said, I'm going back to America. My cheap parents booked me on a flight through an Arab country with a long stopover, blah, blah, blah. Basically, I'm going to be in that country from the morning until it gets dark outside. Okay? Therefore, I can't put tefillin on.
Why can't you?
So I said, why can't you? So he said, it's not safe. So he gave me wait. So here was his first question. He said to me, what? Let's say you're in the airport in Saudi Arabia. I don't know where, what Arab country. Turkey, even. He's scared. So where can you put tefillin on in the airport? Where? Right? So let's say you can't, whatever. So you're thinking kuntim of your old Jews. Like, well, what about Rebbe? What about, there's got to be a shul there. So you know what he asked me? He really seriously asked me, can I do it on the plane and lock myself in the bathroom and do it in the bathroom? He goes, I'll bring a sheet. I'll cover the toilet. I'm like, I don't think that's good. He's scared. He's on an Arab flight with all Alu Akbar people. He's scared. So, it's called a klutz kasha. You can't say to somebody, why are you flying the airline? He said to me, because my parents are cheap. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? He says, you think I don't want to go direct? My parents are putting on Air Iran. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you want me to do? Okay, so you're going to tell me if it's pekuach nefesh, you don't have to put tefillin on. Rav Shwai Sechidish, maybe it's not every day. Okay, fine. Rav Adi Yosef in source number 7 says, he says, "V'hine mirum b'sefer or chaschayim v'kolbo b'shei maharam mirutenberg she'ein iser min hadin alechet begilui rosh." Even though the Taz told us that it maybe it is a deraisa day of chukas again because everybody wears it, and if you don't, you make a schok out of yourself. V'zem midas chasidus, and that's a midas chasidus nowadays. The Tashmitz also the base. Yosef v'chein batzati la goin ru Ephraim aderet b'mate Ephraim shedacha kain divrei haturi zav that we just read the kasav mi kolon shah oisim kain eno el. Ella mutkaf hachom kadome v'chein adome l'goyim v'chein bezman hazeh eino ella midos chasidus. Now this is very interesting because there's a lot of Sephardim who don't wear yarmulkes. Syrians especially. They grew up in Arab countries. They never wore it. And now they come, he knows what I'm talking about. He's got the other side of the family, right? They don't wear it. I actually, my wife went to the, I don't know if you ever heard of the Yeshiva Flatbush. My wife went to the Yeshiva Flatbush. I know, I'm kidding. I went to the Yeshiva Flatbush. It was a joke. I went to the Yeshiva Flatbush and all my wife's friends, so sometimes we would go out with like couples when we first got married, and the Syrian friends, they would come to a restaurant, no yarmulke, but when it came to a bracha, I wish I made a bracha like this. They would put their hand over their head with like a napkin, hold the napkin, and go, and I thought it was like a terrorist attack, and I was like, they had more kavanah than I'll have in a million years, but they didn't wear yarmulkes. And then when benching came, forget about it. We were there for like 6 years. Like, what do you say? Come on, okay, so they had a custom not to. So maybe Rav Vadya is supporting that minhag. And he says, it's a midas chasidus, and he doesn't understand that. He says, it's not just me that understand the Taz. Others don't understand the Taz. She'ein bazeh mishum b'chusein lo seilechu. The delo k'tori zav. Mikol makom nira. Here's the important part. This is source number 7. Shechniso arosh bezmanenu yesh tam yosu midas chasidus. It's not just midas chasidus, and it's not what the Taz says. It's chukas agayim midas adorais ki yadua sheze darkam shel choshim sheparkei oil. You know who doesn't wear yarmulkes? When you see somebody that doesn't wear a yarmulke, what do you say the first thing? Oh, he's a chiloni. He's not wearing a yarmulke. He's a chiloni, right? And we wear yarmulkes. We're so frum, you know. We're like, oh, you want to hear lashon hara? I gotta tell you something. So smart. Right? We're so frum. Okay. So we call them chil. So he says, but that if you don't wear a yarmulke, you're called a parik ol. And we call makom nira bismanenu. So he says it's become something. It's not a parik. It's not a midas chasidus. V'yesh hekem yuchad. This is our dress today. Frum people are defined by their yarmulkes. The alzeh al yedei hakipa shal harosh. It's our uniform. The akipa hakofrich al mershaim. By the way, why is it called? Why do we call it a kippa? Ask better. Why is it called a yarmulke? What does the word yarmulke mean? Anybody? What? Okay. Is what? It means. Ah, Yoreh Malka. I fear Hashem. Yoreh Malka. Right? Kippah's not as good. Kippah's like a kippah sela. It's just a covering. But Yarmulke, I'm Yoreh Malka. I recognize there's something above me. Rav Yossi says, that's my uniform. I did kippah sha'al harosh. Hadatim nizharim lelechet. Tamid b'kisei rosh. V'kippah kofei me'al harosham semel la'odam dati. Period. V'im kein, misha holitz b'gilei rosh. He's showing us I'm not religious anymore. That's why when we were talking about, when we gave the Maris Ayin shiur, I said it may be worse for a person to go into a place, like a place that sells non-kosher food and kosher food, and take his yarmulke off, because people are going to be like, oh, look what he thinks he's... Now, it doesn't work like that. It can't be, wait, I'm about to sin? I mean, I do think this is true, by the way. I think that if I'm about to sin, God forbid, but if I was about to, I don't know, do something really bad, I think I would take my yarmulke off the first thing. I once had this crazy story once happened to me. I always remember this. In New York City, they have cabs, and then they have these other types of... I forget what they're called. You hail them. They're not cabs. They're and you negotiate the price. It was before Ubers. So I'm in one of these things. We went somewhere with a bunch of friends, and I negotiated a price. And then when he stopped at my apartment, I gave him the 20. When we negotiated, he goes, I am sorry. No. You will give me $40 right now. And I'm like, no, he said 20. I said 40. What are you talking about? And then he starts flipping out. And he looked, and he was Pakistani, Indian, I don't know what. And he goes, you, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I'm like, oh my God, he thinks I'm a Christian. Perfect. So I quickly went like this. And I took my yarmulke off so he wouldn't know. And then he saw me take the yarmulke off and he goes, Jewish, Jewish, Jewish. And then I turned to him and I'm like, that's all you got, man? I got a lot better, worse lines for Jews. You know, like, you didn't need to understand. Whatever. It was very scary because he said he's going to kill me. But I wasn't scared. And the alpha PJ, right? So he says, that's it. So he listen to the chiddush. We gave the chiddush of the Taz, and we said the Taz says something fascinating that's chukas agayim today. But and then he says that's crazy. That's crazy. It's a mitzvah chassid. Well, it's not really a mitzvah chassid anymore because it's the defining way of the way a Jew is. Very famously, in the last tshuva, source number 8, is Rav Moshe Feinstein. His first tshuva of all tshuvas in Igros Moshe, Chelik Aleph Siman Aleph. He speaks out the famous shita of the Rav Shlomo Kluger, who says it's a midas chasidus? Shu begilei rosh mamish elishi mchusa aval rak mixas a rosh. He discusses this famous question: how big does a yarmulke have to be? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says you have to see it. Thank you very much, Yonatan, for ruining my shear. But you have to see it from four sizes, Rav Moshe Feinstein. So now, what happens when the guy wears the bottle cap? You know what I'm talking about? This lovely thing that some horrible, or like Nebuch, I don't know, girls still make yarmulkes for people? Do you still do, you know what I'm talking about? You have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, so my yarmulkes, grandmas do that? Fine. So back in my day, when we didn't have anything electric, so they used to, right, so like girls would make boys crocheted yarmulkes. It said their name on it. It said Daniel, or it said Manchester United on it. Something like that, right? Fine. They made crochet yarmulkes. So what if you had a girl who wasn't really good at it? So she only got up to here, right? She had like a little bottle cap, right? So instead, the guy's instead... I'm sorry, I have to do this. Right? Instead, he's wearing this on his head. Right? I don't want to show... Right? He's wearing this. Is this good? Okay. My head's covered, though. Don't tell me my head's not covered. My head's covered. Nobody's drinking this now. My head's covered, though. So isn't that mutter? So Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks it has to be seen on all four sides. that's considered to be. Now, it could be, if you wore a yellow one like that, a yellow bottle cap, the one Kosher Pesach ones, you know. So maybe you're right. Maybe those people are considered to be. Rav Moshe seems to say that's it. He doesn't agree that it has to be Ruba Derosha, Rav Shlomo Kluger says, and others. He says, no, I don't think so. Now, all the big rabbis, we know, they made the biggest yarmulkes in the world. Some of us, like me, we wear because we don't have any hair anyway. So, you know, it's like fake. Like, look, I have hair. Look, you see. And underneath, there's no hair. So it's very interesting how we got to Chukas HaGoyim. So again, Yotzim Dvarenu, I want to apologize. I don't have a good answer for you. I can't tell you the jerseys. The jersey never sat well with me. I used to wear jerseys, I know. I don't know. My son's right. I have sons who may be in a jersey business. He got very excited because his jersey supplier, his illegal jersey supplier, who I think supplies jerseys to the NBA, but illegally sells it to my son, in one of these countries, said, I am very sorry, I cannot deliver to your country. Free, free Palestine. He wouldn't deliver to because of the war, so he found somebody else to do it. So the question is that could be another, by the way, let me even take Michel, you know, you shouldn't sell them. I don't know, is it Usser? Nah, it's hard for me to say that it's Usser. And then when we get to the yarmulke, we had a very interesting journey on the yarmulke, where we said that maybe the Taz says, first we thought the Gemara says it's a Midas Chassidus, like the Taz started off saying, no, it's Chukas HaGoyim, because people don't see with us, they said, oh, he's not Jewish anymore. And then we said, Rav Avad Yosef, who says, that's the way we define ourselves. Jews define themselves with beautiful yarmulkes, that's our uniform today. And I know what you're going to say, we don't need it, we're so holy, we don't... Okay, fine. And then we said that maybe not. And then finally, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you don't have to cover your full head. That obviously, Rav Moshe Feinstein covered his full head with the yarmulke. But he said that at least you have to be able to see it from four sides. Please don't quote me as a source to your parents. If you want to wear smaller yarmulkes now, don't worry about it. I'm going to wear a small yarmulke, as Rav Hartstein said. I'm not saying that in any shape or form. But I think it's an important... Nekuda, just to point out, I think this whole topic of Chukas HaGoyim is something that we're, Baruch Hashem, so unaware of. You have to understand how lucky you are. We live here in Eretz Yisrael. It's totally fine. We're dressing like we're very lucky, because the only possibility of dressing like Goyim would be to wear a kafia, right? I'm saying, who are we competing with here? The Arab, right? We're not wearing, what? What? What do they wear? Yeah. Right. No belts yet. No, so that really dumb. We're not talking about Purim. He said Purim's a whole different inyan. But you should realize how lucky that you don't even understand these inyanim. People, you know, I was just watching the Shiva house, for example. Most of the people that even walked into the Shiva house, they were asked, is there a yarmulke? They wanted to put it, I don't know why. You don't have to, they go to a funeral, they put a yarmulke on. It's something that's very special in the country that we live in, that they're mechabit. Right, at the Levaya in that book, Binyamin's Levaya. So all the soldiers, they have to, of course, they wear their berets on. They're shown covered. This is a Jewish country. So you have to realize how lucky you are to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael. We don't encounter a lot of these Chukas HaGoyim questions that there are. It's very, very interesting. Clearly, just making one more point that I just want to make very, very clear. If there is an iota, there's one shemitz, maybe a possibility of there being an issue with wearing your yarmulke because you're going to get persecuted or someone's going to make fun of you, you're allowed to take your yarmulke off, right? If you think there's a threat of life, even the slightest, even the possibility, there's no question to discuss here. No question at all to discuss here. Not saying that. And that's why sometimes people travel in places they just want to put a hat on. They put their hat on. I'm unfortunately the opposite, because I think something of myself that's not true. I think I'm much stronger than I am, and I think I'm going to like beat somebody up. And I've had incidents before, and I probably am totally wrong, especially in America. I just had this incident not that many months ago, in the summer. It was in the summer. I was at an event, and there was a miscommunication with the hotel. It was really bad. We were not allowed to supply liquor, a bar, because we don't have a liquor license. In America, you need a liquor license. So the place was supplying it, and they didn't understand the event, and they brought all non-kosher wine. So our mashgiach said, guess what? Can't use it. They had no wine, so I said, oh, wait, I remember seeing a wine store. So I went across the street from the hotel. I found a wine store. I said, give me all the kosher wine you have. Anyway, I said the word kosher. This guy turns around who was in the store, clearly was drunk, a guy, and he turns around and he goes, what's up, Jew? And it was an old drunk guy, so I figured I could take him. So I'm like, excuse me, what did you say? And then he started to say really racist, not nice things against Jews. And I don't know why. I was thinking like my son Yaakov in the army, you know, like I feel like I had an M16. I said, you want to take this outside? And then the little Nebuchadnezzar, but I tell you, I felt bad because there was this little Asian guy who owned the store. And he's like, no, you don't. Like, You don't want to get into a fight with some drunk guy, whatever. But I remember when I pulled in, I saw a police car. It's like, I had it all worked out in my mind. It's going to be the greatest fight. And I'm going to tell my kids I beat up this drunk guy, whatever. And the drunk guy looked at me and he's like, he goes, and then he told me he's an army veteran and he's going to kill me, So the guy's looking at me. He was like motioning, should I call the police or something? And I go, no, I got this. I go, my son's in the army. He's like, in Israel, you're in Westchester, you idiot. You know? Anyway, ended up nothing happened. He started following me to my car, and I was like trying to think, what do I have in my car that I could hit him with or something, whatever. Anyway, I took my towels back and I took him down. No, he just moved away from the car. I was fine. Okay, so obviously a person has it. Again, the realization and realize how lucky you are to live in a place where you don't have to ask yourself chukas hagayim or anything like that. Yeah, I got all the wine. Yeah, and I felt so good. You know what they did? They carded me. They say, excuse me, sir, we need an ID. I'm like, seriously? I'm like older than your grandfather. You know, like, whatever, fine. But that was a very cute thing. Whatever. It's a very interesting Indian nonetheless.